Hi, friends. Welcome back to Spiritual Conversation. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves. And today I wanted to offer a quick follow-up, a couple of additional ideas from a couple of the last two podcasts. One was Sex, Family, and Society, which explored my realization that there is a whole thought wave out there that thinks that humans are nasty and that being breeders is some sort of crass, outmoded capacity, and that our fertility and our family unit shouldn't be anything that are honored, and really in favor of environmentalism. And then also the podcast about basically choosing to see what's real, kind of a red pill versus blue pill about whether or not honesty makes you happy. And so a few follow-ups from that, as well as a reflection from the Spiritual Conversation Live, our bi-monthly get-togethers on Zoom, where we talk about themes from the show, and anyone is welcome. Any viewer of the show who is intrigued to meet other like and diverse minds is welcome. So the first on this capacity for breedership and humans being a blight on society and on the earth, which makes no sense, the society more than the earth. But it's really, I wanted to mention that not only have sacred writings told us to multiply, to bring forth one who will make mention of God, but that we are also told that man not only is created in the image of God, but that we are the apex of creation. That this world has been created for us, and we are supposed to take care of it. It mentions that in Genesis in book one, but that we are the apex of creation. So therefore, we're not a blight. It isn't the environment versus us, and breeding is how humanity continues, which is important to God. And a couple of quotes I wanted to share on that. Abdu'l-Bahá says that all that has been created is for man, who is the apex of creation. And of course, apex means like penultimate, means the top, the coalition, I don't know if that's the word, but you know, where everything comes together for what it's meant to be. And that we should be thankful for this, and that we should live a beautiful life in praise of God for that reason, but that mankind is the apex of creation. And Baha'u'llah says that upon the inmost reality of each and every created thing, He hath shed the light of one of his names and made it the recipient of the glory of one of his attributes. So everything in material creation reflects some quality of God. And upon the reality of man, however, he hath focused the radiance of all of his names and attributes and made it a mirror of his own self. So the reality of mankind is as a mirror for God's own self. Isn't that amazing? Alone of all created things, man hath been singled out for so great a favor, so enduring a bounty. Excuse me just a second. Hey, beans, stop. We don't need schlippy schlap voices in the background. So there you are. And again, we're supposed to take care of this planet, be grateful, do good things, but we are meant to be here. And any argument against that is, I would say, ungodly, because the only way to refute what I'm talking about here is to say, well, I don't believe in the book of Genesis. I don't believe in the words of Baha'u'llah. I don't believe in any sort of scripture that upholds mankind. Well, then that's fine. But then I would argue that that's literally anti-God. So any argument that seeks to demote mankind and again to mock our capacity for propagating, food for thought, is anti-God. The other follow-up I wanted to share from the Does Honesty Make You Happy podcast about which do you want to see the ugly truth and have a chance at true living and true joy, or do you want to live with blinders on? This is a theme I'd like to follow up on in future podcasts, but just a reminder that evil does exist. Evil being the absence of light still means that it exists. Darkness exists, even though it is the absence of something. So just remember to refuse to see evil in the world is not a spiritual perspective, in my opinion. And I can back it up with some stuff. Lastly, my reflection from our spiritual conversation live is just the importance of detachment, and that we often think of detachment, if we think about it at all, in a material sense. I'm going to give away clothes. I'm going to not worry about the car that I drive. I'm going to be detached from material things. And that's important, but it's only one layer of it. And it's actually a somewhat superficial layer because it deals with material reality as opposed to spiritual detachment, which is, you know, being able to be happy single when you would like to be in a partnership, you know, like a trusting in God. I have these desires, these human desires that God has put in my heart. Deep breath. But I am going to pray to be detached from those and trust in God. Detached from conflicts that occur. Detached from highs and lows in general. And in this passage from Abdu'l-Bahá that I read to you, where he says man is the apex of creation and that we must be grateful, we can't have enmity with life. I had an acting teacher that used to joke that, you know, she hated XYZ or Cheerios or whatever more than life itself. And I thought it was really funny, and I still do. But the reality is some people really do live that way. And he's saying that we should not hate life at all, for our material and spiritual existence is the outward evidence of divine mercy. Just the very fact that we exist and everything in creation is for our sustenance and our growth. Therefore, we must be happy and pass our time in praises, appreciating all things. But there is something else. Detachment. We can appreciate without attaching ourselves to the things of this world. It sometimes happens that if a man loses his fortune or he is so disheartened that he dies or becomes insane while enjoying the things of the world, we must remember that one day we shall have to do without them. And that's our creature comforts, and that's even some of the warmth of the creatures and people and loved ones in our lives. I think the love continues, but this whole life is a bit of a mirage. And so I just invite you to explore the deep implications of detachment. This holiday season isn't just about being detached from material things. It's being detached from the opinions of others, good or bad, from the acclaim of others, from whether we're in conflict or not. To be detached from that and attached to God and our spiritual home. Well, thank you for taking this quick meandering deep dive with me, reviewing some of these thoughts, tying together, going deeper, some of these themes from the podcast. I wish you a wonderful, happy holiday season. Happy New Year. Remember to like and subscribe. Feel free to comment. Let me know if you want to be part of the Spiritual Conversation Live, the bi-monthly Zoom follow-ups with like and diverse minds. And if you'd like to support this channel, please check out the links below, myriad of ways you can do so. Until next time, my friends, I wish you the best for playing your unique part in making this world a better place. I will catch you next time. Bye-bye.